He's live and local, talking Port Huron news and sports. It's Paul Miller on WPHM.
Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for...
All right, I love baseball. I think a lot of our listeners love baseball. We enjoy listening to the Tigers here on WPHM, but fewer and fewer young people are tuning in to baseball games, and that's a concern for our next guest, who is an author, an historian, and a lover of baseball, Susan Jacoby, and she's on the line with us right now. Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
What prompted you to write this book? What made you say, you know what, I really, for my next book, I want to talk about baseball?
I just, mostly I'm an intellectual historian. I write about atheism and religion. First of all, I wanted to write about something that's given me so much pleasure during my lifetime. You know, I say in my book, there are only two things that have given me as much pleasure as baseball. One is making love, and the other is reading. And to me, baseball has just been part of my life for as long as I can remember. I learned it at my grandfather's bar south of Chicago, and later on we moved to Michigan. But I remained a Chicago White Sox fan, as many people do when they move away from their hometown.
Yeah.
although I did follow the Tigers, but I was never as passionate about them. But I think baseball is a unique sport in that, one, it's the sport most tied to American history. Two, it requires you to think. Baseball is not just something you can glance at for 2 seconds and you see a ball go through a hoop and, ooh, scoring, big deal. No, you have to spend it takes a lot of time to understand baseball. And you know why else I love baseball, and I think it's great for everybody, but especially great for kids? This thing you hear all the time, baseball is just like life. No. The reason baseball is so great is that it's not like life. Baseball is governed by rules. It is not like life at all. While all kinds of surprising things can happen in baseball, they happen within a framework that, even though sometimes the rules are changed, my grandfather would have understood them just as well as I do. And baseball is a very big business. To say that baseball has problems, on one hand, sounds ridiculous. It's a $10 billion business. I mean, what could be wrong?
Right, exactly.
But its audiences are growing older. It has the oldest, average and median audience of any sport. The audience, for instance, for people watching nationally televised baseball games has gone from an average age of 52 to 57 in the last, just since 2000. That's a lot. And the average age of the NBA viewer is 42.
Yeah.
That's a lot different. And so that's, you can't say that when fewer younger people are tuning in, that's not a problem.
It is a problem, and how do we fix it? I guess, you point to the NBA as having a younger audience, probably because a lot of kids, are finding themselves, playing pickup games of basketball a lot more than they're playing pickup games of baseball.
Well, but see, the question you got to ask is, what's the reason for that?
Mm-hmm.
And we played pickup games of baseball, when I was a kid in the 1950s and 60s, everybody did it. You didn't have to be any good. I certainly wasn't. And you don't have, but the biggest predictor of whether you become a fan of a sport is whether you played it in some level as a kid. And I don't mean being great or playing it in all of these organized, expensive things that some parents are now spending thousands of dollars on for their kids, if you can believe it. Certainly it has something to do with the digital culture. I interviewed a lot of teenagers for this book, and they considered themselves fans. I'm in New York. I interviewed a lot of fellow Mets fans, but they're not the kind of fan that I was when I was their age. They don't watch a whole ball game. They'll check the scores on their iPhones, and they'll take a look at various apps like baseball's at-bat app, see what's going on in a game. But the action is slow. You know that. I mean, it's part of what to a real fan is beautiful about the game.
Exactly.
But it's easy to see how somebody who doesn't understand it could think that a no-hitter, one of the most exciting things in sports, is boring. Why?
It's boring. Nobody scored any runs. Nobody hit the ball. Yeah.
If you don't understand about pitch selection, you don't know how hard it is.
Yeah.
And those things can't be learned immediately. So the digital world is part of it. Now, this year, Major League Baseball has instituted a bunch of rules changes designed to shorten the game. Rob Manfred, the baseball commissioner, is very convinced that the length of the game is a big problem. Well, the length of the game and the concentration it requires may be, but these kind of rules changes, like you know, limiting the number of visits to the mound to six visits in 9 innings, these are going to make such a small impact on the total length of the game. I asked all these kids, I asked them specifically, if the game were 2 hours instead of 3 hours long, would it make any difference to you? And they said, no, we don't want to sit down and watch the same thing for 2 hours either. Yeah, they don't want to sit in their grandfather's bar and hear old guys talk about baseball for 3 hours. There's so much else that didn't exist even 20 years ago in my childhood. Forget about that. That's a problem. One thing MLB is doing that's good is they've got this program called Play Ball. It's just open to everybody. It's in 146 cities now. It's just getting kids accustomed to doing what in previous generations was done naturally, just playing around with balls and bats, you know, the kind of thing you used to do, throw the ball against your garage door, put on a mitt and catch it. These kind of things kids don't do as much today. They're looking at the... they're looking at the screens all the time inside.
Well,
and it is a problem, and I don't want to sound like a technophobe, but the digital world and baseball, they're kind of opposed to each other.
Well, they are, even though Major League Baseball supports fantasy baseball, and you write about these young baseball fans that play fantasy baseball and don't watch an inning of a single game. They're just doing it all on their phones.
I talk to a lot of them, too.
Yeah.
Fantasy baseball, first of all, it's really totally different from watching a baseball game, being a fan of a team which you can't control. All you can do is groan when something goes wrong on the field. What fantasy baseball is about, really, it's about the fantasy of being a general manager, not a manager. Oh, you get to pick your own team, and you see how it comes out. And of course, it takes a lot less time than actually watching a game. One thing that's interesting I've found is that there are two kinds of fantasy players. One are young people, and it's far more men than women. There are very few, small proportion of women who play fantasy baseball. They get together. They want to match their wits against each other. They're not doing it for gambling. If they have stakes, it's like $5 or something like that a week. Then there are the big commercial enterprises you can see online, things like, FanDuel and all of those. And all sports, not just Major League Baseball, all sports are invested in those things. Fantasy baseball is not going to make real fans. MLB, like all of the other major sports, is invested in it because they want part of the cut. Yeah. I say this at the end of the book. I think that's a mistake. I think when you look at any time baseball has become even tangentially involved with gambling, and a lot of the people who play those spend a lot of money on gambling on fantasy baseball every week. They could be gambling on something else. They could be spending $40 a week on lottery tickets, which people do all the time when they can't afford to. I don't think that investing in fantasy baseball may increase its revenues, but it's not going to make fans.
If you had the opportunity to be the commissioner,
in my view.
Well, sure, yeah, of course. If you could be the commissioner of baseball, if Mr. Manfred stepped down and Major League Baseball said, "Susan Jacoby, you're our next commissioner," what would you do?
First of all, I would say that they have to give me half my time off to write books about other things.
Fair enough.
But there are several things I would do. One of the things I'd do is I'd make it a baseball-wide policy what the smart owner of the Baltimore Orioles did this year. On weekend games, day games, anybody, not just day games, I think it's all weekend games, any adult who brings a child under the age of 12, the kid gets in for free if the adult plays full freight. I think that is an idea that should be extended throughout Major League Baseball. They ought to make it a policy. Why? I don't know anybody who's a fan as an adult who didn't have an important adult in their life, whether it's your father, your mother, in my case, my grandfather, who didn't sort of school them into the game. There's nothing. You're going to increase attendance of kids with their parents enormously by doing something like that. And while it may reduce gate receipts slightly at first, I bet eventually it would increase them, because there's nothing anybody likes more than something free. More families are going to go with their kids if you made that. And I also think, by the way, that every weekend game should be played during the day. Not weekday games. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of those, you know, as an adult, I can't watch games during the day, Monday through Friday, and neither can anybody else. But I think weekend games, in order to encourage attendance with kids, ought to be held during the day. Mm-hmm. Weekend is also a time, you know, you can go, you've got plenty of time to get home. You don't need to be worrying about, you know, what's going on the next day. The thing, what are kids going to watch? It's like having all the World Series games start at 8:30.
Well, yeah. And
ESPN's game on Sunday night starts at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
A lot of kids, 7 or 8 year olds, they can't watch something that's starting at 8 o'clock.
A lot of us adults can't make it to the ninth inning. I'll watch the start of a lot of those games.
Let's not tell the world. It was a boring game. You find yourself asleep on the couch.
Right. You raise a lot of interesting points in this book. It's called Why Baseball Matters by a true baseball fan, Susan Jacoby. It's a great read. Susan, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
You take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.